This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In today's edition of the News Review, they call it the Timber Tab. You'll see Drew Winkelmeyer, Managing Editor of the News Review and Radio Voice as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you call it the Timber Tab. What exactly does that mean? And kind of what's the purpose behind the special insert in today's paper?
Yeah, so throughout the year, we have many different inserts of what's called special sections. This one is specifically called Timber Tab. We explore different stories within the industry and try and give people insights into what's happening within the industry and just share those stories of what made Douglas County the timber capital of the world.
Some really cool pictures in there as well. And how do you figure out who to interview?
It kind of depends on the theme of each year. So this year's theme is loosely themed around changing with the times, right? So when you think about how the industry has changed, you naturally start to think about, well, who's spearheading the industry? So you want to talk to the CEOs and the presidents. And that's why we included a specific part of the Timber Tab, basically a Q&A called Timber Talk, where we brought in these industry leaders to answer specific questions tailored towards, you know, where do you see the industry going in the next 30 years? How has the industry changed in that time? So we just wanted to make sure we gave people insights into how certain aspects of the industry has changed. And
And when you talk about change in the industry, it really, there's a lot of different facets to that. There's been regulatory changes that the industry hasn't generally liked that have impacted it. But there's also been technology shifts, even in the last decade, with the increasing need for folks that are foresters to have a high level of, you know, computer knowledge and education, and some of the devices that they take out to the field now that are so much more efficient versus, you know, your method from a couple of decades ago of of gathering data and things like that. There's just like every other industry, there's been a whole lot of change.
Yeah, so my story is about the implementation of drone technology in the industry, and not just how foresters are being trained to use this technology in surveying the field, but in how firefighters are approaching and battling wildfire. There's an outfit out of Grants Pass called Grayback Forestry who uses infrared technology in order to see where the hotspots are, see where they need to send firefighters, and then in operational sense for foresters and timber, it's all about safety and helping them navigate where they need to be and things like that. And then we also, Gloria Coleman, a reporter here, dove into UCC's forestry program and how new foresters entering into the workforce are being taught.
Well, and as I skimmed through it, and I haven't read it thoroughly yet, but I was looking at some of the pictures in there. You've got the, as you mentioned in the Timber Talk, you've got the longtime industry veterans that are leading different companies, but you've also got what I used to consider younger people entering the industry. Some of these younger people now are approaching 40. But I remember them being, you know, high school football players and things like that. And it's been interesting to watch. Plus, there are some of these where you have got generations of people in the timber industry, you know, going back 3-4 generations, and everybody keeps ending up somewhere involved, working as a forester or working somewhere in the timber industry.
Yeah, you know, Douglas County and timber, they go hand in hand. It started back in the 1800s. Timber has deep, deep roots here in the county. And we hope that through these timber tabs, we capture those stories of generations. You know, timber brought so many jobs here. It brought a railroad through the heart of Roseburg. And like you said, the industry has been forced to change due to legislation. We hope that with this Timber Tab, we kind of captured how that change has come about and things like that.
Well, and even, you know, you mentioned the railroad. You may not know this. A section of the railroad used to go through the parking lot of our building. Back in the day when things were different, I actually remember that when I had my first job down here back in the late 80s, noticing that and thinking it was really unusual. But anyway, that's a quirky side thing to that. What goes into putting a special insert like this together?
It's a lot of work. You know, with the daily paper, you know, my reporters are going out, putting out a paper every day and doing this special section, the work that it takes to go into this special section, that's interviews and photos and coordination with all of their sources. So, you know, it's a month long, if not 2 months long, of preparation and thought and coordination, like I said. So we hope that people enjoy it. A lot of work went into it. So yeah, I hope that people pick it up and give it a read and let us know what they think.
All right, that's in today's edition of the News Review. Drew Winkelmeyer, the managing editor, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.